It's a mini tragedy that the LPDF has not created the constitutional basis, nor did the HOR vote previously to amend the Constitution to accommodate the elections, but it's not a surprise. All of these bodies are being asked to vote themselves out of power. As soon as the HOR or the LPDF would make these agreements, they are setting in motion the chain of events that leads to an election that pushes them out of their current position of power. As for Khaled El-Mishri's statement that certain Libyan sides are trying to tailor the constitutional basis to fit their preferred candidates, that's of course true, but it's also true on the other side. Everyone is jockeying to control the process so that either they stay in power or their preferred candidates win.
U.S. Ambassador and Special Envoy to Libya, Richard Norland, has expressed his discontent and disappointment for the failure of the Libyan Dialogue Forum to adopt key decisions concerning Libya's future. He said some of these members claim to be working on behalf of political leaders who have given the United States clear assurances that they support elections on December 24th. Can you explain what he was hinting at?
Yes. Ambassador Norland has made a very good point here. Firstly, it's important to note that the U.S. has been applying a lot of the political pressure to push this process forward, and that the Biden administration has been a key driver, as well as Stephanie Williams before she stepped down, in getting us to this process. But what Norland was hinting at in this statement is that part of joining the Libyan Political Dialogue Forum was each member signing a pledge that they agreed to support elections on the 24th of December. And part of Abdelhamid Dabaiba's taking office was his also pledging that he supported elections and would not be trying to stand in those elections. So some people who promised that they supported the elections are now working behind the scenes to delay or prevent them. And it's great to hear Ambassador Norland making this statement, because it shows that the U.S. is trying to hold people to account and keep them to their word.
Libyan National Army Commander Khalifa Haftar has threatened to carry out another military offensive on the capital, Tripoli, if elections scheduled for December 24th do not take place. Haftar said, "We followed the wishes of our friends and allies, and we will resort to political solution, which is the elections. If we don't reach a solution, our armed forces are ready once again to liberate the capital from militias and criminals." What do you make of that?
Well, Haftar is a genius at political manipulation and media soundbites. This is a very clever soundbite, because Haftar always opposed the elections and the UN process. His April 4, 2019 offensive on Tripoli was scheduled to derail the UN process last time. But of course, now that he's in a weaker position, he embraced elections. But he would also oppose the elections if he could benefit from them, or be seen as Libya's savior if the elections fail. So this is a genius move by Haftar. He'll try to take advantage if the elections happen, and also present himself as the savior for Libya if they don't happen.